So hi folks, hello once again, and you're very welcome along to another program, to another edition of Down Your Way. Yeah, but I'm at a car boot sale here in Feathert. It's the very first car boot sale in my whole lifetime I have ever been at. Margaret Mullins, you're the coordinator of this event here today. How are you?
I'm very well, Emil, and you're so welcome. We're delighted to meet you, actually.
Yeah, I know sometime last year we talked about this, where we do a radio show here.
We did.
And it's here on Sunday. It's really brilliant to be here. Absolutely fantastic crowd here.
Oh, we have a good crowd now today, Eamon, but we're all delighted to have you here now because I listen to you every Saturday morning. And
are you polishing me up right from the very first?
No,
the very start.
No.
But what I'm going to ask you is, how long is the car boot sale here in Feathert?
Just 40 years now we're open. Yes.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. And we're so pleased with all the people that we get. They're lovely people. When you go around now, you'll say I'm right about that.
Absolutely.
They're so nice.
So what time did you to start the car boot sale?
Oh, well, Christy, my husband now, is the one, and sadly he can't be with you today. Mm-hmm. He's not well. He's suffering from Parkinson's, so that's rather sad. He has it for many years now, but so he can't be here with us to talk. So, but Christopher, our son, will talk to you later as well.
Well, that's okay. On my way to the turnstiles, I met a daughter of yours.
Oh, did you meet Marina?
Marina,
yes.
And it was a great welcome about the whole thing.
Oh, well,
from the car park attendants and all of that.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Were you out there? No.
Oh my goodness.
I didn't know you were.
So, look, it's a special occasion. So, your husband, as you say, is sadly not able to be out, but he's the one that started it all off.
He started it all off, yes. And it was rather slow in the beginning because people didn't know about these car boat sales. Mm. We had it called to a market then at one stage as well, so as the people would come. And actually, we are so pleased. We have so many people coming with all the years coming here.
Yeah, okay.
So I have some lovely people inside there now.
I'm sure you have, yeah. But anyway, behind the scenes, there's a lot of people working here today.
Oh, mostly family now, all family, you could say. I have my sister Mary there, and of course you met Marina and Christopher, my son. So we're all there, and we have all good friends as well to help us out.
So there's quite a bit of organising and a car boot sale.
Oh, there's quite a lot, really. I think it's only for those few hours, but after the Sunday then, Christopher have to go around and do all the work to try and keep it right for the following Sunday.
Okay.
And so he missed Christy quite a lot to help him out there.
Okay, yeah. But really, it's a nice little business, isn't it, for the most part?
Yeah, it's a nice... Well, now, after all the years, we have it developed, and we know our crowd, which is very important, really.
Is it the only car boat sale in County Tipperary?
I think it is at the moment anyway.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
okay.
So
we have to go into Kilkenny, or we have to go into Limerick.
Kilkenny or Limerick.
Or Cork or whatever.
Well, yes.
Okay.
And even though there are people there from Kilkenny and Waterford as well, we get from the different counties. They come here. Over the years, they have stayed with us, all our original ones.
So Margaret, what am I going to see here today?
Well, I'd say now, Eamon, there's quite a lot that you'll see, varying from everything and anything.
Yeah.
I think last Sunday there was a boat here for sale. It was one of the first times I think we see a boat, but that was here last Sunday. So there's a great variety. We have a great variety of items. There are really people clearing out their houses.
Okay.
That's mainly our crowd.
So it's what you're finding in an attic. Is that what you're telling me?
That's what I'm telling you, Eamon.
So, okay, there must be bargains as well.
Oh, they're great bargains. I think they are great bargains, aren't they, Margaret? Another Margaret there.
Okay. So, there is bargains all over the place. And then you have the place for the kids to play here as well.
Well, we have the playground and we have the picnic tables, and that people bring on their own picnic, bring on their own teas and coffees or whatever, and they can have their own there, so...
Yeah. So you're waiting for this special day for the radio to turn up for the last few months.
Yes, I am. Not just 2 months. I think maybe I was thinking of it for a long time, but maybe a couple of years. But, but I got there in the end.
Absolutely. Well, a special day. A special day for Tip FM as well to be here.
That's great.
I will wish you well.
Fair juice to you now.
And all of that kind of thing. But look, it's magic really to be here and on a Sunday and a bright sun, the sun blazing down top of us.
Yes, we're lucky that way now. We're fairly lucky with the weather here in Feathert, I think. Most Sundays, compared with other places, they tell us anyway, the rain.
Actually, last Sunday I was down at the book launch down in the hall.
Yes. And that was a good day too.
Oh, yeah, the Tipperary Anna Awards and all them kind of things.
That was lovely, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you enjoyed it.
Actually, look, it's something that's... that we don't radio over the years, and it's nice to be lovely. Part of community life.
Oh, sure, and it's lovely meeting all the people. I'm sure you enjoy it too, as they enjoy meeting you.
You were telling me yesterday evening that you have music here of a Sunday or in the summertime.
In the summertime, we have a little place up there for people if they want to come out and practice or do whatever they like.
Okay.
And we have the little children comes along as well and do their little singing or games or whatever they like to play.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's quite nice.
So it's good. Look at it. It's great to be here, and we're going to look around and we'll meet some of your friends and some of the guides that's required around here.
Yes, I hope so.
Okay, Margaret, thanks for the moment.
Oh, thanks for
Margaret Saunders with me. Chris, how are you?
I'm very good, Eamon.
It's good to be here.
Thanks, Eamon. Welcome now to Fellers Market.
Absolutely, yeah. And is that what you call it, the Fellers Market?
Well, Christie's Sunday Market, they call it now, yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's nice to be here, isn't it?
It's lovely. I'm lucky enough. It's dry today.
Yeah, it's nice and the sun is shining. Tell me, we were talking to Margaret, your mam there, about the story of how this was founded and your dad and, of course, all that. And it's a very special time. And indeed, we want to say good wishes to your dad for a speedy recovery. He's suffering some ill health at the minute, and we want to wish him well.
That's right, Eamon. Thanks for that. Yeah, actually, he was a great man, I suppose. He could see the future in a business that no one would believe in back 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here today thanks to him, I suppose.
Absolutely. This place has gone from strength to strength over the past 40 years.
Yeah, we're very lucky. It got its ups and downs, but again, it's picking up now more than ever again. Looking enough, I think it's probably people want to reuse items and get them a longer life, I suppose, out of items and that.
Yeah.
And it's a good
way.
Recycle.
Yeah, okay.
We're here on a Sunday morning, little team of us, and we welcome everybody that comes here, and it's a great little community.
Yeah, when I kind of got the idea of a car boot sale, thought open the boot again, but then you went into it and hopefully to get rid of them again. Is that the idea, no?
Well, it was originally, and 40 years ago, we had it down as a federal car boot sale, and people used to be ringing up and, do you sell the boot of your car, or what do you do? But back then they did, they came on, so opened their boots, all stuff, but we've kind of moved on since then. They want their table and covered in space and that.
Okay, yeah, but you have a massive amount of stalls here, haven't you?
We have a great...
You can cater for maybe 100 stalls.
Oh, we can, yeah, as many as possible, yeah, we can.
Okay,
and a great variety of stuff and items that are maybe 100 euro to buy, you get them for a tenner here, like second hand, so... It's a good business.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, great thought, like.
Do you ever come across a good bargain yourself here?
I'm barred from all that.
Oh, are you?
I am, yeah.
You can't buy.
No. Almost never, anyway.
Yeah, well, it could go to another sale down the country or whatever.
Well, if I saw a bargain that suit the wife, I might do it, like, you know.
Yeah. But tell me, do you go to other car boot sales?
No,
there
is plenty of them around and all good ones, but I'm stuck here on the Sunday, so I can't go anywhere. I start early in the morning here, so.
Okay, apart from the car boot sale hobby, you know, there's only a hobby really for you, is that it?
Yeah, it's a hobby, but...
Kind of small business as well.
Exactly, yeah. And do you know, it's a great chance for other people to come on and take up a stall here, sell their items, and we have the customers coming in, so works all around.
Yeah, if you want to get rid of stuff over the attic, this is the place to be.
This is definitely the place to be, yeah. Stuff that you don't want anymore, take a stall, sell it off cheap. It's better than throwing it in the bin, and somebody else is happy with it.
Yeah, and then other than that, she's gone to a recycling centre.
It is, and like it costs money to recycle items. We're here where you're extending the life of a thing, like, you know, and it's very good. Yeah, and we're doing better because of that. Like, people are realising now that even down to clothes, you can get nice stuff here that you can't get in the shop.
Okay. Hey, listen, look, it's great to be here. I know you're going to take me on tour and all the rest. Indeed, you're very welcome back to Down Your Way. We're at the car boot sale here in Feathert. Angela's with us. How are you doing, Angela?
Good now, on yourself.
You're talking to me and getting money at the same time.
I am indeed, yeah. Multitasking, like any woman.
Yeah, isn't it absolutely brilliant, isn't it? What are you selling?
Honey. So we have our own honeybees. We won the World Cup in 2017 for the best honey in the world.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, well, I can't take any credit. It's my father that sells it. He's been beekeeping now since...
He generates it, does he?
He does. He's been keeping since he's 10. So he's, 64 now, so...
Yeah, okay.
54 years at it.
So do you come here regularly?
Oh, every week. I've been here since 2011.
Well, lovely.
Yeah, I used to sell cakes and buns.
And lots of bits and pieces.
Lots of bits and pieces then as well.
Okay, so I'm looking around at CDs here right now.
Yeah, they're DVDs actually, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you have bits of everything in this place. So
okay, goes, helmets, yeah. The helmet here behind
helmets,
you.
Helmets, games, Monopoly, jigsaws, cups, okay. Everything.
Okay, yeah. But the jam is a big one for you.
Honey, yeah.
Oh, the honey.
Honey, yeah, master seller, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So are you spread out to shops, local shops and communities as well?
So he sells it to a crowd down in Kilkenny, Highbanks, okay. Apple Orchards. Okay. That's where he has a lot of bees down there, like. But he sells it mostly to them. But right, okay. We do sell it. Like, we have a box outside the house there as well, mm-hmm. That he sells it out there as well.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, look, nice to see it. I even see your rosary beads here behind me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So things are going bad, you can have can say the rosary.
Absolutely.
Is that it?
Absolutely. We even have a picture there of Jesus there as well.
Absolutely.
If you want to say a few prayers while you're there, you can.
Yeah. You could set up your own grotto here, couldn't you?
Absolutely. There's a grotto up above there, actually, so there is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So
I'm getting the idea that you love this place.
Oh, God, yeah, I do, yeah. Yeah, I started here in 2011 selling while I was in college, trying to put myself through college, and I've been here since, so.
Okay.
A part of the furniture now, so I am.
Did you tell me where you're from?
Oh, Ballypatrick.
Just down the road.
Yeah, just down the road, yeah. Not too far down the road now.
No.
Yeah, that's where I'm from.
Angela, look, it's good to be here. And well done. Enjoy the day.
Thank you very much. Okay. Lovely to talk to you.
Sharon is with me from Care. How are you doing, Sharon?
I'm good, thank you.
You have suits of clothes. You have everything here.
It's a bit of everything here, there is indeed. Yeah.
What's for the ladies here?
There's wedding gear, casual gear, walking gear, you name it.
Okay.
Yes.
The suits of clothes, nearly one of them fit me, would it?
They would indeed.
Yeah.
We've something to fix everybody and suit everybody.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Can the value have you on a suit of clothes?
Oh,
there's
sure.
A lovely blue one up there.
There's a lovely blue one up there. Well, that'd be only €15.
For a suit of clothes?
For a suit of clothes, yes, yeah.
The buttons would cost more than that.
They would indeed. That's what I'd be trying to tell people, yes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You have cigarette lighters, you have lipstick.
Have lipsticks, you name it, jewellery,
coats.
Coats, shoes, everything.
Last week I should be here for Valentine's weekend.
That's right. Yes, yeah. I had a load of stocking there for Valentine's weekend. I did.
You did very
well. Yeah, I did nicely now, thank God. Yeah. So, it is a great old spot.
Yeah, do you love it every week?
I do. I like to meet new people every week.
Yeah, okay, that's good. So what's the real bargain here today?
The real bargain?
I might bid you for it.
Okay, well, there's lovely suits there now if you had an occasion.
Okay.
Oh, there's good jumpers over there. I've all good brands.
Okay.
Yeah.
They'd be a bit slim for me somehow.
No,
do you have a train-on room here?
I do indeed. We have the confession box in the back there. we can take the confessions as well inside the back there.
it's good to be here and you're enjoying yourself. I am indeed.
Yeah. It's a great old banter over here every Sunday.
You have the gift of the gab as well.
Sure, Lucas, I'm trying my best.
Good to say hello.
Lovely, and thank you very much, Eamon. Thank you. Have a good day. Thank you.
John from Kilross is with us. How are you doing, John?
Not too bad now at all, and yourself?
Yeah, you're just telling me just before we came on here, you're a good friend of my colleague at Tip FM.
Oh, God, yeah. Frank Curry and myself go back a long way, so we do.
Yeah,
in the music game, so we do.
You play a bit of music?
Well, I'm a DJ myself.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
You have the gift of the gab, didn't you, John?
I'd have a few old words here and there, all right, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So, look, this is your place every Sunday?
No. Well, I'm over there, but I come here every Sunday. It's a great place to come. Great for all the family, you know. Young and old.
Okay. So, would you knock a sail or two out here every week?
You would. But I come, it's like a men's shed to me. I like it. I don't mind if I don't make money or anything, because it's a lovely place to come. Yeah, there's lovely people and you're meeting people and it's a lovely place for a chat.
All right. So look at the DJ work and all that. Where do you do that down?
I do it all over the county and all over the country, so I do.
I do.
I play all styles of music, so.
Modern and the old type.
The old stuff and the whole lot, 60s, 70s, 80s, the whole lot, country and western, the works.
So what really goes well in this age?
Well, the country and western is big, you know, and I had to get into it a couple of years ago, and fair play to Frank Curry, he helped me out along the way, so he's brilliant himself in Mural.
Top class.
They're brilliant.
And a great friend as well.
Oh, yeah, super altogether, yeah. So, but... This is the place to come on a Sunday, and people don't know what they're missing, and they should come out for the day.
Yeah.
It is very nice. Yeah, it's a lovely day out, so it is for people, you know.
Absolutely. So tell me, what have you on offer?
Well, I do men's sheds, men cave signs and stuff like that.
Okay.
And a small bit of jewellery.
Okay. So, yeah. All the different signs.
And key rings and stuff like that, yeah.
Those signs are...
They're reproduction, like, but they're nice, you know.
Okay.
A lot of people buy them for the men's shed, you know, type of thing, and the men cave.
So what time do you start here in the daytime?
It was
Sunday. 10 o'clock in the morning.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning, so it is till about about 2 o'clock, I suppose.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You get a break for lunch at any stage?
You'd get something. Yeah. We all share here, so people.
Okay.
Prayer plate to Margaret, she does a lovely little coffee shop up there, and sandwiches and buns and the whole lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you won't be hungry going out here?
No, you wouldn't be hungry, no. And then you have Mary then as well, she does her catering as well as Chris's wife, so okay. She has everything up there as well, so it is a great place to come, so.
Okay, John.
Great variety, thanks very much.
John, thanks for saying hello to us.
Not a bother, thank you.
Okay. This man is in a world of his own. Gabriel, how are you doing, Gabriel?
Not about him, yeah. How's yourself?
And what I'm saying is, you're in a world of your own. You have gardener's world. Great books.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm into the gardening and all that, so yeah, I like to do a bit of gardening myself, yeah. And we sell everything and anything here at Christie's Sunday Market, sure.
Yeah.
It's a great place to be on a Sunday.
So you have a lock-up business here?
I have a lock-up here, yeah. Christie's allows us to keep our stuff here.
Okay.
So everything is secure. So we just take it out every weekend and put it out, and away you go.
Enjoy your day.
We enjoy our day here. And you meet a lot of interesting people here. Mm. There's a lot of great characters here that come in and out every weekend. You get a lot of bargains here. Yeah, it's okay. Great. Yeah, it's a great place to be.
It's all about the bargains, of course. But what's on bargain today? I'm just interested in this gardener's world. You're into gardening yourself.
That book now. Retail is probably about €15 in a shop, so you could buy that here now today for about €5. So, so if you wanted to make if you wanted to say to me now, would you take €3 for that? Yeah. I say, of course, you can have that for €3. You know what I mean? It works like that now. It works like that.
One or two of the lads above in Tip of Fame, Fran Curry, the great gardener.
Oh, Fran, you see now, you must send Fran down here some evening or some, some weekend. Sure. Yeah.
That'll go down well for him.
You'll be into him now next time you see him, won't you?
Yeah.
And you might do it a little bit, you know what I mean?
Gardener's World.
Yeah, all Gardener's World, no doubt about it.
He gets to cut the lawn, you know, every weekend. If he cuts the lawn about, twice a year.
Who, a Fran?
Yeah.
Oh, Jenny Maxwell. So No.
You need a bit of tuition from you now.
Oh, yeah. Well, this time of year, now, sure, you can't be cutting grass. Sure. It's too wet to be cutting grass now this time of year. But when the weather comes back in now, sure, we're all at it again. So, you know yourself, Eamon, now. So
you need to go out there and give him a bit of advice.
My advice is...
So, do you like your gardening?
I don't mind the gardening at all. I do. I put my hand to everything and anything. So, I'm kind of a handy young man, you know.
Okay.
So, I like to come here now on the weekends, you know. And it's nice to meet people and... You know, as I said, Chris himself here is great. Where can you go wrong, sure, you know what I mean?
Good to be with us in the program.
I know, that's great. Thanks ever so much, Eamon. Okay, nice to talk to you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Indeed, you're very welcome back to Down Your Way. Who did I meet here? Well, a good friend of mine, Donny Scally. How are you doing, Donny?
Very well, Eamon, very well.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
I tell you, it is a habit of a Sunday morning.
Okay.
It is the very same, going for an old pint. If you don't come down, you think you're missing something. That's the point. But look at you come down and you meet the regular faces, lovely lady at the gate,
mm-hmm.
And of course, I have to give her my pension money to get in.
Okay. Well, she's only a couple of bob to get in here.
Ah, but she's a couple of bob. She looks at me, she says, you're an old age pensioner.
Yeah.
But she still takes the full amount. But she has that lovely smile. You know? But they're nice people down here, you know.
You're going in her for a smile.
Ah, but sure, look.
This is a part of your game as well, selling.
Well, it would be, and I'm after buying. I tell you what I bought today is a lovely carbon lamp.
Okay.
For an old type bicycle.
My God, that's old.
And that, look, it could be as old as myself.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm after discovering with it?
Yeah.
And I got it right. Isn't there no wick in it?
Okay.
And I said to the chap, you know, say, nothing will work without a wick.
Yeah, okay. So
I have that for the old bike, just to put it on it, you know.
Okay. Life has been pretty tough for you for the past number of months.
Ah, it is, amateur.
Yes, yeah.
It is a heartbreak, you know.
Yeah, you lost your good wife.
I did. And you see, what started me off coming down here in years ago, we go to, if you were the store, and we buy so much stuff off you, and pots and pans and fancy stuff that we'd be able to sell. We'd buy it, we go to the vintage day, which was told us that time, with Jim Fogarty, and we'd have a stall. And we'd see you coming and we'd butter you up. And well, we try and get as much as we could for the stuff, and then we hand it over to hospice.
Wouldn't you great? Huh?
But there was one lady there, Anna, what's her name? Anna, I think she opened the purse and she made a blunder. Didn't you see all the money she have? And she says, I want that for people that seek. So I sold her everything. I charmed her. Oh, jeez, I gave her the shirt on me back. And when we were finished, she says, how am I going to get back that back to the car? And I said, Anna, she knows who I'm talking about. And back to the care, what did I buy it for? I said, you bought it for the cause.
Lovely. Yeah.
And we're still good old friends, you know.
Absolutely. So, yeah, this place is, has grown unbelievable over the past 40 years.
It is, but there's some Sundays now will be good, some Sundays are bad. But I tell you, old bits and bobs. I could pick up old bits of old type bikes, stuff to be hard to get. Three piece semi archer chains, tabs, rods, springs, you know, stuff to be hard to get. And I go home with that. And the first thing said, he said to me on the way home, oh, you're bringing home more today.
Yeah.
But she wouldn't say it as plain as that.
Yeah.
And then I'd be abroad putting bits back together and, you know, that's the gist of it, you know. But as I say, it is a craze.
Absolutely.
It is a craze coming down here. You meet different characters and we're there spinning yarns and
all that kind of stuff, yeah.
Do you know?
Hey, listen, it's a real pleasure to say hello to you
much.
Today. And I know you had a bloody damn tough year.
I had.
We want to wish you well and into the future as well.
Thanks you very much, Eamon.
And
it's a pleasure talking to you. I don't see you, but I hear you.
Good stuff.
Good luck, Eamon. Good luck. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Donnie. Okay. Husband and wife, how are you doing, folks?
We're doing very well, thank you. Yes.
What part of the world are you from?
I'm from Jersey in the Channel Isles.
Oh, that's quite a bit away from...
Oh, it's a long way away, yes. But I've been here for 23 years now,
lovely.
So...
You're living down in where?
Clonmel.
Oh, you're living in Clonmel, okay.
Yeah.
Hello,
and
how are you?
I'm living in Newcastle.
Okay, just down the road from Clonmel, of course.
Eh? That's right.
Look at that. How did you meet?
Oh.
At a car boot sale.
It's a long story.
It's a long story, which wasn't here anyway.
No.
Do you enjoy your work here?
Yes. There are nice facilities.
Lovely facilities.
And you meet very good, nice people.
Bunch of people.
Yeah. So you grew up in New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay. Jersey Island.
Jersey Island. Not New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No. Jersey and the Channel Islands.
Okay. Good stuff. So... quite a change from the Jersey Islands here in Ireland.
Yeah. Well, we came over because our children met Irish people that were working in Jersey.
Oh, lovely.
And of course they couldn't afford to buy in Jersey, very expensive island.
Yeah.
So hence the reason we're here.
Okay. And what a special place to be.
Yes, it is a special place. Yeah, I love Tipperary, Newcastle.
Okay.
They're wonderful people, yeah.
So you have a lovely little stall here, bits and scraps and all the bits.
Yes.
Where do you pick up all the bits?
Oh, all over the place, actually. A lot of people give us bits and pieces to try and sell here, you know.
Originally, we started to get rid of surplus stuff, and then neighbours and friends bring us their...
Their car boot.
Take that for your car boot sale.
Yeah, good idea, isn't it?
It's a very good idea, yes.
So if people want to kind of drop off stuff to you now for your car boot, for here, for Feather, they can.
They can, yes.
Do you have a contact number?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Do you want to give them mine?
Yeah. 086-336-2561.
That's okay. That's 086 again?
336-2561.
Okay, it's a real pleasure to say hello to you guys.
Pleasure to meet you, too.
Okay. Every success
and we meet lovely people at the car boot.
Oh, absolutely, I'm quite sure. Yeah. Can be cold though, can't it? Miserable day now.
Yes, it can be, yeah.
Yeah, but then...
But we wrap up for it.
Okay. You plan for this all the week, do you, kind of for next Sunday type of thing?
Oh yes, we do. Okay.
Good to say hello to you both.
Thank you very much, thank you.
God bless.
God bless you too. I listen to your programme.
Oh my
regularly.
God.
Yeah.
thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's a real pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Okay. Say hello to Jill. all the way from North Tipperary. How are you doing, Jill?
I'm good, and you, sure?
Good. I'm in the ladies' department.
You're in the ladies' department. We have everything here, from a needle to an anchor.
Okay. So how did you do on Valentine's weekend with all your gear here?
Oh, sure, fantastic. It was brilliant, absolutely. The crowd was non-stop flowing here. Brilliant.
Yeah, isn't it nice, isn't it?
Oh, sure, it's great. You make loads of friends here, and you get the best bargains here, you know.
Tell me, I'm just looking at a lovely thing here. See that?
Oh, yeah.
No.
That's gorgeous. Would you like that now for your wife? Very cheap now, you see.
See, the trouble is they can't find a wife.
There's lots of them around here, Debbie. You'll pick up one of your no-batter.
Okay.
You can find anything
here. Is that where you're looking at? Pick him up, is that it? It would be more to it than that. Anyway, how much?
How much do you give me for it?
Is it worth a euro?
I would just stop. What would you get for a euro? You wouldn't get a bar of chocolate for a euro now.
It must be worth 5 euro.
Oh, deal done. So you buy that for a fiver. Here.
I'm giving you all euro, but you have 5 euro written on it.
All 5 euros on that now.
I'm used to kind of buying stuff at the market. Different stuff.
Well, this is better stuff. And this is the market to go to.
Okay. 5 euro.
Yeah, that's very cheap.
Too bad, yeah.
Okay. You were to buy that in the shop now, you pay 15 for it.
Would you?
Oh, God, yeah. No bother.
See, I'm not used to buying that kind of stuff. I wouldn't have any idea.
Well, I'll learn you. I'll teach you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where about Nina, dear? Have you a shop in Nina?
Oh, not at all. No. I come here every week for
the
bargains and the banter, and you'll always get a great bargain here.
That's if you wanted, of course. You have use for it. No, okay. What? We turn around in here. These are different type of stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's an
exclusive range now. That's high-end.
It's the high-end of the market.
Yeah, you couldn't afford that. Now, if you're only giving me a euro for that...
It can't be worth any more than 10 euro.
Stop. Go away.
Can they? Surely. And this lady here, around the corner, how are you?
I'm fine. Yeah. I'll give you this later.
You're from Nina as well?
No. Actually, I have a lot of relatives in Nina. Clap Jordan, Nina Town. I won't mention them, but they're all, yeah. No, we're from Dungarvan.
Okay.
Yeah, we're coming here. Well, my husband's coming here 40 years from day one. Yeah, he's been coming here, yeah.
Okay.
And as Jackie said, now my husband now has things totally in contrast to Jill. See, she's a sister called Jackie.
I don't know who to believe here.
No,
she's
no.
Jill one minute,
no,
she's Jackie
no,
the
no,
next
no,
minute.
She's a sister, Jackie, sorry.
Oh, okay.
My husband sells totally different stuff now. It's total in contrast to what Jill would have. And he picks it up, he buys online, he's a great eye. Now, people even come to him and they, how much is this, Vin, how much is that? I tell you now, you won't get nicer people than the Mullinses. They look after you. They were never out in the rain. They look after you. Outside, Marina, Chris, Tom, the whole family. And then this is where we met. But we actually would have grown up together because Jackie, as I said, my family, I keep calling her Jackie. My friend down there is Jackie. Anyway,
You actually don't know, you can't remember their names, your neighbours.
No.
Look, it's a real pleasure to be here on the programme.
Yeah. I hope that you buy something off the next stall. And he'll get I know you needn't, because they're way, way out of your league. If you only have a euro, keep it, boy. All right? God bless you. Yeah.
You know who I'll send in here? Frank Curry. Frank Curry's the man. He'll buy what you have in here.
All right, then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe next week.
Yeah. Anyway, we wish you health and happiness and up tip.
Okay,
from a Waterford woman.
Absolutely.
Okay,
good,
then.
Good. We're going to take another break. We're back here in Feddett, just as the days. Indeed, you're very welcome back to the final part of Down Your Way. I'm here at the Caribou Sale here in Feddett. Entertaining day, I must say. First I've ever been at. The first Caribou Sale. We cut to say hello to Jimmy. How are you doing, Jimmy?
I'm doing good, yeah. We're doing great here.
All the way from Dungarvan.
All the way from Dungarvan, up here every Sunday. Never miss it.
Okay.
Never miss it.
Yeah, but you're in under the roof and all. You won't get wet in here.
No, yeah, we're in over the weather here, and it's no problem whatsoever. Yeah,
okay.
And
you enjoy coming here?
Oh, love it. It's great. We're all friends here. We all know each other. All the traders get on great and look after each other and that. And it's kind of a social club as well as make a few bob.
Okay. So that's about it. So you've been coming here, for, as you say, for years?
For years, and nearly 30 years now.
Okay. Would you go to other carousels as well?
I pop around from time to time, you know, but this is the one that... Yeah. This is the one and only that test of time.
Yeah, the Munsies are a lovely family.
Oh, the Munsies are a fabulous family. They look after us here and there. You couldn't find nicer people.
Okay. So what's on offer? This is your stall here.
This is it. That's, yeah.
Okay, we look see a real old weighing scales here.
Yeah, and look at that's the old enamel weighing scales that we had back in the days when everything, no packaging, everything was sold by the pound and everything else like that. Fine, heavy scales. This is for the potatoes. You remember this one, the scoop, the big scoop, selling potatoes by the pound?
Okay.
And, you know, like to keep all these things, make sure that they...
You need a museum for this kind of stuff, wouldn't you?
You would, yes. You would.
Really?
Well, there's collectors that come along here. I have customers that come along and they come here to me and buy this up and collect it and put it into their... Okay. Their garages or whatever, you know, and put them up on the wall.
Okay,
to preserve all this stuff because it's the past and it's something that should be kept.
You're really doing a good job. This is an old ironing board or an ironing.
It's the old flat ironing. That's
okay.
That's it, and the stone was in here, was heated in the fire. Put that in, that's it, and your granny or your great granny ironed with that, and she did a good job.
Didn't she, though?
Yeah.
Isn't it just beautiful? Listen,
yeah.
Good to see. Look at this. Another weighing scales in here.
No,
lovely clocks and
clocks,
all that kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. The old type blow lamp.
Yes, the old type blow lamp. Yeah. Does
yeah.
the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My God, bits and scraps. No question. This is a great pleasure. For saying hello to us.
Take care. All the best.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Come back again.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Finn,
we want to say hello to him. How are you doing, Pat?
I'm not too bad, Eamon.
Yeah, this is an old venue of yours, week in, week out.
Actually, look, sometimes I come down here. I don't be here all the time, but it's like pulling hen's teeth here at times, because if you look for a euro, they want it for 50 cents, and if you look for 2 euro, they want it for a euro. It's not easy, I can tell you.
Yeah, but
it's just a day out and meet people and having a bit of crack, you know.
Yeah, you do. A lot of good old bargains as well. And
yeah, sure, sometimes.
The books is the big thing in your life, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. I'd be fooled away with other old things as well, but you'd be surprised what you pick up here at times.
Yeah, okay.
If you went for a walk around there now, if you were looking for something,
yeah,
you'd be surprised what you'd find at times, you know?
Yeah.
It's gas eyes.
But I suppose everyone, it's basically a hobby for most people, isn't it?
Just an old hobby. People get out. What happens is most of the time here, people be clearing out stuff out of their attics and houses and things that. Just getting rid of rubbish.
Yeah.
And people buy rubbish.
That's what
they
do.
They do. Loads of people buy. You'd be surprised what people buy. Unreal. It's unreal now.
Yeah, there was people there and they're looking for people to hand in stuff to them and all that kind of thing. We found that here today.
Well, I send in a lot of stuff now. I bring down stuff here sometimes. And if it didn't go, I take it into St. Vincent de Paul's. I support all the charity shops. I give them all a bit of stuff. And they'd be delighted with it. Anytime you bring in a bit of stuff, they'd be more than delighted with it. You know, and they'd make a few quid for the cause then as well. So
that's it, yeah.
So it's
Pat, look, it'll be successful. Yeah. You've got the GA books here.
You
can contact it, Pat, if people want to contact it, because you're every kind of a GA book that was ever got 100 years back, for the most part.
Well, a lot. Cannon
Fogarty.
I would. I have a lot of old
stuff. Have your contact number, Pat?
Everybody knows me, Eamon.
Okay, everybody knows you.
Like yourself.
Pat Flynn.
No bother. Thanks, Eamon.
Good to be with us on the programme.
Thanks a million, Eamon. Mind yourself.
Good luck. Cathy is with me, all the way from Care. How are you doing, Cathy?
Hello, how are you?
You have plenty of pairs of shoes here.
We have.
Yeah.
It's
and from all sizes, it's from 15 down to 5.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, it's good. Are you enjoying it?
I am. It's a good place to come if you want to get rid of household things and things that don't fit you anymore. And it's state of the art here. It's very well done out, the car boot.
Yeah, but you look at it looks to me that you have new shoes here. There must
yes, they are. A lot of them. Oh, yeah. A lot of new shoes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you pick up stuff during the week, or how do you come across it?
You know, my husband will give me shoes that he doesn't want, and my son will give me shoes. Things like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So that basically is kind of basically what you do, and a bit of a bargain here then as well. Are you good to bargain?
Not really.
No. Yeah. So if you had a price on them.
Oh, I am. Sorry. Yeah. I would. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. She just.
I would mind a diamond ring up above and the other stall above. Kind of giving them a euro for it, but maybe a should have gone a bit higher.
You should, I think.
Is it true that you could get a diamond ring out down here?
You could. You'd be surprised what you would get. Okay. If you knew your jewellery, okay. You'd want to know gold and the silver. You want to know the different stuff, types of gold, yeah.
Have you been at this all your lifetime?
No, only about a year and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
My God, it can be cold here though, can it?
Not really.
Okay.
Yeah, once you're inside, you know, in the shed. And it's very well ran here, the proprietor.
Fantastic guys there.
Yeah, it's really fantastic, yeah. And they're so helpful in every way. They wouldn't let you lift any boxes or anything. They're always there on hand to give you a hand. And no, they're very good.
That's good. Nice to hear nice things about people as well.
Yeah, well, it's very well kept here. As I said, you're a state of the art. It's the best cardboard sale in Ireland, I think.
Okay.
It's very well ran and very clean and... Yeah,
very tidy and clean and well organised.
Yeah, very well organised.
Lady in charge, a really lovely lady, and her son is with me here, Christy as well.
And Mary, and all the family, and Marina and Tom.
Oh my God.
They're all very good.
Family affair, really. Hey, good to be with us, and thanks for saying hello. Yes,
thank you very much.
Okay. Declan is with us. How are you doing, Declan?
How are you?
You have a great lot of souvenirs here.
Yeah, I know about it, yeah.
Yeah, what's so special about most of them?
It's like our Aladdin's cave. We have everything. You name it, we have it.
Yeah. And they're all priced as well.
Yeah, 50 cents a euro, 2 euros, 3 euros.
Okay.
That's the most, you know, except for the mass, there are 20 and 30 euros, you know. But.
So to the well-presented stall now, must say.
We're here about 12 months now, you know, so, like, you know, it's we meet a lot of people coming and going, like, you know, so. Handy enough, so we could be doing worse on a Sunday morning.
Couldn't you know?
Huh?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, it is nice. It is an attractive stall that you have.
Oh, it is, yeah. Like, as I said, we have everything, like, breaking back, and, you know, weights and rings. And.
So why did you get into this?
We just started going around to other stalls, start buying stuff and second-hand shops, so we decided we'd open up our own little stall, you know, so... Yes, some days we pull 80, some days we pull 100, some days we pull 60, you know. Depends on the day and depends on the...
O'Connor is with me. He came all the way down from Dublin to see Eamon O'Dwyer from Tip FM.
I'm
rightly sure on that one, am I?
Well, you were talked about in Dublin, like, you know what I mean?
The word gets around.
The word gets around.
You have a fantastic stall here.
Oh, yeah. We've been doing this now for the last 20 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Week in, week out.
Hail, rain or snow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. And we have a lot of rain and maybe not enough of snow.
Oh, true. That's true, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you came from Dublin today with your truck?
Oh, that's it, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Dunleary, actually, you know what I mean? Yeah. The posh place.
So what time did you leave Dublin today?
What
time did you leave this morning?
Oh, about 3 in the morning.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think somebody's telling me good ones here. This is the best place
in Ireland.
You can make him and tell him.
You can, yeah. Like yourself.
I love it.
Yeah.
So, what's best on offer here?
The best on offer here is Monica.
Okay.
She's my associate.
Okay, in this business. Okay.
In this business. But we sell an awful lot of clothes here and bric-a-brac, as you can see.
Okay.
And look.
There's a manuscript of some sort.
Yeah.
Is that a Bible?
No, it's not a Bible, no. Okay. It's the best thing to a Bible. I'll tell anybody you want to see is on that.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
And probably you're on it.
You should never tell. They're going back 150 years.
They are, yeah.
It's a real pleasure having you down your way.
Oh, thanks very much.
Good to say hello.
Okay. Yeah.
Tom on security. How are you, Tom?
Very good.
Good to be here.
Yes, great to be here now. Another nice day for us.
Yeah.
Good old crowd.
Yeah, good crowd, yeah. I suppose it's all about the crowd, is it?
It is all crowd. Crowd and the weather. Weather can make or break it here, but... You know, we have a lot of regulars as well, and it's great to see new people coming in. When you see new people coming in, you know, it's a good day, like, you know. Mm-hmm. So,
So you have to check what's coming in and check their bags and stuff.
Oh, no, checking and all. No. They just come in and set up. The sellers come in and set up, and people come in through the front gate. We just guide them in the right gate, and that's all. You know, there's no checking or anything like that. So.
All right. Okay. So it's a handy number all day, isn't it?
Oh, a grand number now, grand. That's why I'm still here.
Yeah, I might come down during the summer and maybe
there's no
a laugh for the day.
That's what all about, yeah. Talking to people and keeping people happy.
Okay. Hey, good to say hello. And, thanks.
Okay, thanks very much, Eamon. Thank you.
So that's our program for this week. My thanks to all our guests on this week's program. Don't forget, we'll be back with another edition of Down Your Way at the same time next week. From all of us on the program, have a very good week. Bye-bye.